Chapter 6 Ma Makutsi's Promotion. Ma Makutsi, secretary of the number one ladies detective agency and top graduate of the Botswana Secretarial College, sat at her desk and looked out of the open door. She liked to leave the door open, but sometimes the chickens came in. She did not like the chickens. It was not professional to have chickens in a detective agency.
"Get out," said Ma Makutsi. "This is not a chicken farm. Out."
She got up and the chickens moved slowly towards the door. How many top graduates of the Botswana Secretarial College had to push chickens out of their offices, she wondered. She had expected to get a job in one of the modern office buildings in town, but she had received no offers. But some women, with much worse marks on the examination, had found good jobs. Why?
"Men run these businesses, don't they?"
said one of the other students in Ma Makutsi's class.
"I suppose so," said Ma Makutsi. "Men choose the secretaries."
"So, how do you think they choose them? By their examination marks?" "Of course not. Men choose the beautiful girls. To the others, they say, 'Sorry, but all the jobs have gone.'"
Ma Makutsi had cried that evening. Why had she worked so hard for her top marks? Would she ever get a job at all? The next day, the question was answered. She was offered the job of secretary at Mara Motswe's agency. "If men will not give you a job, go to a woman." The office was not modern, it was true, but it was certainly better to work in a detective agency than in a bank or a lawyer's office. But there was still this problem with the chickens.
"So, Ma Makutsi," said Mara Motswe, "I went to Molopolole and found the commune where those people lived. I spoke to a woman who had worked there, and I saw everything there was to see."
"And you found something?"
asked Ma Makutsi, making a pot of bush tea. "I found a feeling," said Mara Motswe. "I felt that the young American was there."
"He is still living there?"
"No, he is dead, but he is there."
Ma Makutsi understood. When we die, we do not leave the place where we were living. A part of us never goes away. She poured the tea and gave a cup to Mara Motswe.
"Are you going to tell the American woman this?" she asked.
"She will ask, 'Where is the body?' She won't understand." Mara Motswe looked at her secretary.
"This is an intelligent person," she thought. "She knows how the American woman would think."
"I also found this," said Mara Motswe.
She took the newspaper photograph out of her pocket and gave it to Ma Makutsi.
"It was on the wall. Those people lived there at the time."
"There are names below the photograph," said Ma Makutsi. "Kephas Kalamani, Marceloy, Oswald Ranter. But even if we find these people, what can they tell us? I'm sure the police talked to them. Maybe they even spoke to Mark Curtin."
Ma Makutsi studied the people in the photograph. Two men and a woman were standing in the front. Another man and woman were behind them, their faces unclear. The names belonged to the people in the front. Kephas Kalamani was a tall, thin man who looked uncomfortable. Marceloy, next to him, was smiling, a hard-working, uncomplaining woman. The third person was Oswald Ranter. He was good-looking and well-dressed,
with a white shirt and tie. Like Master Loy, he was smiling, but his smile was very different.
I do not like Ranta, said Mama Kutsi. I do not like the way he looks.
I know, said Mara Motswe. That is a bad man.
Are you going to find him?
That is the next thing I shall do. But first, you can help me with some letters.
While Mama Kutsi typed the letters, she thought about Oswald Ranta. His name was slightly unusual. It would be simple to look the name up in the telephone book. When she finished the letter, she took out the Botswana telephone book. As she thought, there was only one Oswald Ranta. While Mara Motswe was signing the letters, Mama Kutsi called the number.
Is Ra Ranta there, please?
She asked. She spoke in a low voice, and Mara Motswe did not hear her.
He is at work at the university, said a woman's voice. I am his maid.
I'm sorry, Ma, but I have to phone him at work. Can you give me the number? She wrote the number on a piece of paper. Then she made another telephone call and again wrote something on the paper.
Mara Motswe, she said when she was finished. Oswald Ranta is living here in Gaborone. He teaches at the university. His secretary says he comes in at 8 o'clock every morning.
Mara Motswe smiled.
You are very clever. How did you find all this out?
I looked in the telephone book. Then I called to find out the rest.
That was very good detective work.
I am happy that you think so. I want to be a detective.
Mara Motswe thought about her secretary. She was intelligent and a good worker. Why not give her a promotion and make her happy? They could buy an answering machine to answer the telephone.
I will give you a promotion, said Mara Motswe. You will be an assistant detective, starting tomorrow.
Mama Kutsi stood up. She opened her mouth to speak, but no words came out. The emotion was too great.